And we said that they must have been Ken Chumper's cows.
Okay, I think we're now ready, and we're going to call this meeting to order. Members, thank you for being here. And you know that we have decided to reopen Senate File 1503 to take out a controversial provision on adoption that the governor has decided not to support. And he has sent a message to us saying that he will veto this bill. As a result of it, we had DHS really running around frantic here trying to figure out what to do, because we would lose $75 million in federal revenue as a result of it. This is a very difficult decision for me because I support Senator Rest on her effort to work with adoptive families so that we can have medical records available to families. And I know Representative Murphy that you have been working with her on this issue. I'm quite disappointed that I am not able to help a member who has worked on this issue for so many years. This was a provision that in my view was, you know, generally supported in both houses and was supported by the Department of Human Services and by several organizations that came here to tell me that they didn't have a problem with that. But apparently the governor's office, there are some members in his staff who have some clear views on these things that they have had for years, and they are just not able or willing to move. And it's very disappointing to me that I have to make this decision today. I invited Senator Rest to come here today to be part of this committee to hear our perhaps our thoughts and remarks with respect to our decision. She said that she does not want to be part of this conversation because this is an issue that is very important to her, and she was very emotional. So she decided not to come, and I am deeply sorry that I have to do this and that I have to deliver now this message to her. So I just wanted you members to know that this is very difficult for me, but I intend to come back next year, and I intend to work on this, and I intend to make sure that in 2010, I am going to work very hard to campaign for people who really care about families and who are committed to these issues, and so that we can have, we can pass these provisions that are so important to so many members, including myself. Any comments?
I know this has been difficult, and you know, as I spoke, this does have I do have a personal connection on this issue, and I understand, you know, some of the concerns, and I think maybe there are some complexities that we didn't envision when we were trying to work out language. However, one thing I was disappointed about was because of the last few days of session, communication is always difficult, and it would have been nice to receive some writing so we knew exactly where we stood between this conference committee, the advocates, and the governor's office. And that was frustrating, trying to balance all those, I won't say competing interests, but moving targets, as it appeared. And I guess we weren't successful, but overall, the bill before us is a good bill, and we need to pass it.
Madam Chair, in reference to the language regarding the adoptee language that is now no longer in the bill, there are advocates for the adoptee adults, and there's advocates for mothers who were promised that their identities would never be revealed prior to 1977. I personally am one who believes that promises made by this government should be promises kept. And the attempt to create an opportunity for medical records to pass to the adoptee adults is a policy that I would be in favor for and would be willing to work with you on that, provided that the promise of 1977 would be kept and that identity probably just ran out of time on trying to massage the language so that all of these things could, all of the direction could be satisfied. So I'll look forward to working with you and some Senate side. Hopefully we can come to terms on this and get it finished so everyone can consider themselves a win-win situation.
Madam Chair, for the record, I've taken authorship of all the adoption bills that Senator Lutz has. I intend to make that my top priority for the legislative session. It is too important. Senator Lutz and Representative Tingles had two bills. They had a big bill and they had a little bill. And the provision that we're taking out today is the little bill. And that little bill went through committee, passed, went onto the floor, with all the advocates showing up to testify on it, to work on it, draft language, through three committees, and then it ended up on the Senate floor. And when the advocates yet had concerns about it, Senator Rest pulled it from the floor and sent it back to Judiciary, where we did yet more work on it. And then it went to the floor and got added to this bill. And then all the members in this committee knows how many hours and how much communication, how much time we took to try to massage the language. So what I said to Senator Rest is that, you know, maybe she's too close to this issue, and that her passion and her desire to see something done led her the opposite direction. But all too often, it is such an irony that we end up passing laws on provisions of the law that doesn't ever get vetted around here. And yet something that has been vetted so much is now become problematic because people are so mired in the detail that they cease to be able to see the forest for the trees. So I intend to make this my number one priority for next session, and I am not going to let Representative Tingelstad and Senator Rest's legacy go without bearing some fruit. So.
Thank you, Senator Moore. I really appreciate that, and you can count me as one of your supporters. Clearly, I support this, and I want to get it done. And I agree with you. To this day, I have yet to hear any opposition from any county agency to deal with adoptions, any of the major adoption agencies. DHS, no one has contacted me to talk about, you know, their opposition or their concerns or any problems related to this provision whatsoever. So the only problem that we have today is really the governor's office, and I'm just deeply disappointed about it. But so we're taking the provisions out, and we will look for you for your signatures today, so that we can send these back to the revisor's office.
Madam Chair,
I
move that we reconsider Senate File 1503.
On that motion, all of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those opposed say no. The motion is approved.
And
Representative Hush.
Then, Madam Chair, I would move that we substitute the House language into Senate File 1503.
All of those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The motion is adopted. We will proceed, and I'll ask Sharon to take care of this, and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I voted no, but
that's fine.
I will sign the bill.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Thank you.
So, what would be the motion? Representative Hush has to do with the motion. Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we adopt Senate File 1503.
All of those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion is adopted, and we are now adjourned.